about what you would like. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Allie.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and I've got keyboard and mouse difficulties, so we will see if we can actually get our caller on the line here, Tom, who was waiting patiently through the news so he could talk to us. And unfortunately, I was doing a little bit of technical support during the break that I didn't quite have enough time to complete, so we shall see how this works out. If not, we'll continue to discuss the dictators, and hopefully Tom will wait patiently while I get the details ironed out here. We'll continue to discuss dictators like Kim Jong-un from North Korea. Allie, you have been watching some of the videos from the Ararang Festival, which we were discussing in the last hour. The Ararang Festival is this absolutely ridiculous display of human beings in a very coordinated, like ultra-coordinated manner, performing all manner of different physical feats,
right?
Gymnastics, you know, banner waving.
Well, I was watching this, and I was watching the portion where it's all about the visuals. I didn't get to the part about, having like difficult feats or anyone like showing off anything. It was just a bunch of people all coordinated dancing or waving flags. And I was looking at it and I was like, wow, that's a huge screen. How did Kim Jong-un afford the screen? Or I guess it's Kim Jong-il at the time, maybe when this is shot.
Yeah.
Not sure. But then I was looking more closely. I was like, no, those are people. Who needs pixels when you can just have people? You know, when we talk about any pixels we have on our big screen, Kim Jong-un's like, I got people for that.
Well, right. That's why, and that's part of my argument before that's why I wanted to show you the Ararang Festival, because we were having this discussion about, you know, what's the preference? What would the dictator Kim Jong-un prefer to be Barack Obama, or would being Kim Jong-un be preferable for somebody who wants to control others? Because they both control others in a completely different fashion. I mean, both are involved in brainwashing for sure, right? So Kim Jong-un is taught to be this godlike, you know, dear leader who should be revered and should be worshipped by the people of North Korea. And there's still some of that for the president in the United
right.
States. There's still a lot of hero worship, or this, not hero worship, but this worshipful attitude from Americans towards the president. It's just not quite to the same extreme
right.
as Kim Jong-un.
I guess it's just a psychopathic preference. You know, so would you rather have complete and utter control over a small group of people, a small country like North Korea, or would
mm-hmm.
you rather have ultimate power over most of the, or all of the world, really, in a sense?
Yeah, and would you prefer to be worshipped by the people in that smaller country, or to be, in a lot of cases, hated by the people in the larger country? Because, you know, people can freely despise the president in the United States.
Right, we can think critically out loud here.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a real clear answer to this. I think it just depends. I think
it's subjective, I guess.
Well, right, different people seek... There are power seekers in the world, and some people are seeking a certain kind of power, like, you know, the power of total mind control over others, and others are seeking a kind of power of total weapons, you know, total physical control or destructive control over
yeah.
others, and some mix of the two or other kinds of control.
You can make an analogy. It's like it's the guy Madoc.
Madoc?
Or, no, I'm thinking of the wrong person. Ponzi scheme dude. The one that everyone brings up. I can't think of his name right now for some reason.
You mean the more recent Ponzi scheme?
Yeah.
Guy? Not the original, not Charles
we'll
Ponzi.
We'll just use an example. Yeah, we'll just say Charles Ponzi versus that Angel guy. His name was Angel, who kidnapped these girls and held them hostage in his home and, you know, basically kept them as, like, sex slaves and everything.
Yeah.
So there's,
the
like, that kind of guy.
In prison. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. He died in prison.
Yeah,
I didn't hear about that update.
Did he kill himself or did somebody murder him? I forget, but he's dead.
So there's, you know, the one kind of psychopath who wants total control over someone. They want to control, you know, when they eat, when they sleep, and what they believe. And then there's people who want to have control over people, and they'll use coercion or deception of some sort. But they're looking for a different kind of power. They're looking for the kind of power where, you know, it might come with a lot of wealth, and it might come with, you know, it might be more of an upper class kind of power, like mm-hmm. running a Ponzi scheme or something to that nature.
So 855-450-FREE is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. So having watched some of the videos from the Ararang Festival, you have some more of an understanding now. And by the way, I did link that on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, so anybody who wants to see what this spectacle really is, because it's not really something you can just describe to people. You really just have to see how coordinated it is. It's a thing of beauty. I mean, it really is amazing to watch it happen. But at the same time, if you know anything about it, you know how it came to be.
Right. It kind of saps the beauty from it.
Well, right. And so it's like this duality where on one hand, it's very beautiful and this amazing display of human talent. But on the other hand, you know that it was created through the threat of force and that the people who are performing there are almost like slaves.
Right.
Because if they don't do what they're told to do, and that is perform in this Ararang festival, then they could be punished. Their families could be punished. They may end up going to prison. I mean, it's a...
I'd rather see people who danced because they feel like that's their purpose in life. They're born to dance versus someone who's dancing because their lives are depending on it.
That's the thing, though. I bet you if you talk to a lot of them, they would tell you that this was what they were born to do, and they were born to please, you know, Kim Jong-un,
their dear leader. They make themselves believe that. But you can see the difference in someone who's passionate about something because that's just their chosen thing.
Passion can be created through brainwashing, though. Right? I mean,
yeah, but don't you think there's a difference? Like, or I mean, don't you think that you would be able to see a difference in that? Like, if I showed up here every day and you found out a lot, you know, like, don't you think I'd act differently on Free Talk Live if I was here because someone was threatening to kill me if I didn't show
up?
Yeah,
but that's not necessarily how it works, right? Because they've been brainwashed from such a young age. Their family was brainwashed in the same way. So when they're chosen for Ararang Festival, many of them, there are probably some who realize what the threat. I mean, there is an underground in North Korea. That's certainly the case. But I think most of the people who are approached here feel honored. They feel like, oh my gosh, I've been chosen by the dear leader. My family has this distinct honor of being in the Ararang Games. We will now dedicate our lives. We've been waiting for this moment to dedicate our lives to produce this amazing display for our dear leader, who doesn't even show up sometimes.
Right.
So I don't think it's necessarily the way you think it is with these folks.
I definitely think that it...
Because you're
putting
yourself in their place, and it wouldn't be the alley you know
if
you'd grown up in North Korea.
I think that it would maybe sound similar and maybe look similar. You know, those different types of passion. Or I don't even want to call it passion, like being coerced into something. It's not really being passionate about it. But,
but if you've been brainwashed, are you being coerced?
Yeah,
there is coercion there, but if you don't realize that the coercion is there, then if the person is completely oblivious to the fact
that
coercion
exists... But they
have to
know that if they said no, there has to be one of these dancers out there who would rather not, but they know in the back of their mind that if they can't, they don't have a choice. They have to do it anyway.
And, well, the question is, that one dancer, are they making an example of them? Are they, you know, showing the whole of North Korea, this one dancer has chosen to not be a part of the festival, and this is what we will do to them? Do they do that? They could. I don't know.
They might.
Right? I don't know.
They don't show us that part.
Well, right. And the question is, do they show the North Korean people that part? Is that really useful? If most of the North Korean people, if 95% of North Korean families are completely brainwashed, and when they're approached for the Ararang Festival, they're like, oh, that's great. Let's do it. it really wouldn't benefit you to show the punishment of the person who's not doing it, right? Because then most people are going along with this, and it would be undesirable to show your hand in that way.
There's social pressure there, too.
There's that as well. So I want to come back with more here, and I'm just going to try to get the phones back online, or actually get my keyboard working, because then we can use the phones. We'll get to that here, and your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first-quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot, beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices, plus save on great holiday gifts, or floor 'em with a gift card, and get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Did you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or in chains contains banned pesticides and has a high mold content. Seriously, we're proud to partner with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Try a free pound today. You cover shipping. 10% of future purchases benefit our efforts to give the gift of human freedom throughout the world. At least 100 World Vision microfinance loans. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. I mentioned that we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, Google+. You can go to any of those sites through our news site. Go to news.freetalklive.com. It's just basically a direction page. You go to news.freetalklive.com, and then there are links that will take you to Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, the appropriate Free Talk Live pages for all of those, as well as our email list that you can sign up for, and then we'll send you the most important information about Free Talk Live when you need to know it, and you'll know it first if you're on that email list. So go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for that. The Free State Project is also something you're going to want to consider signing up for. If you love liberty, that is. If you're like Allie and myself, and you are so dedicated to the ideas of freedom that you're willing to actually pick up your life and move for it. You are now, Allie, have been in New Hampshire for over two years at this point. I've been here since 2006, and we've just been having a blast being around other people who love the ideas of freedom, and not only who love freedom, but are willing to do something about it.
It's true.
And doing something can mean all kinds of different things. Allie, you have your own radio show, ALP. You go to ALPshow.com. You can check out more of Allie there. So you're doing some media creation as part of your activism.
Which would have never happened in the way that it has happened if I hadn't moved to New Hampshire.
You did a radio thing. You did like an online show prior to moving.
I don't want
to
discount my radio show before I moved here. And it just started right before I moved, so I didn't really get a chance. But I did try a little radio show before moving here. But that was a result of having gone to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Leah and I, who that used to be my co-host, we came up with that idea at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because we were just so inspired by the Free State Project and all the people that we met at Porkfest.
Yeah, it's really an inspiring thing to come to New Hampshire and to be around over 1,000 people. Now, they're spread out across New Hampshire. They're not all here in Keene. They're not all in Manchester. But, you know, there are a number of different destinations here in New Hampshire, and there are a lot of freedom-loving people here, and more are coming. The most important thing about the Free State Project is the goal of reaching 20,000 people, 20,000 people who've pledged, as we have done, to move to New Hampshire. We've already done the moving part. Most of the people who pledged have not yet moved. We've actually got over 15,000 people now who've signed that pledge, said they're going to move to New Hampshire, they're going to get active in the most practical way they can to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And you can join with that 15,000 plus, because we want to reach 20,000. So we still need several more thousand, but we're downhill at this point. And as soon as that 20,000 number is reached, there's a 5-year time window in which all 20,000 will have to move to New Hampshire. Then things will get really interesting, because we've already been having amazing success. All kinds of media is being created here. Outreach projects are happening. It's just, there's no liberty movement like this.
When you talk to people who are, we'll just say statist, but if you don't know what statist is, it's someone who supports the government almost in every step. And when you talk to them, they are not fans of the Free State Project or Free Staters, and a lot of them certainly know about it because
it's a threat.
They're haters, and it's a threat to them. And so when you tell them that, you know, this is just the beginning and that more people are coming, you can just sort of see in their eyes that they really don't like that idea.
Yeah, too bad for them. So go to freestateproject.org.
Well, I don't want them. I mean, if they...
No, I want them to go away.
Living somewhere, you know, being from somewhere doesn't mean that you get to control what happens in that place forever,
yeah.
Right? The places change. And, New Hampshire was selected for a lot of good reasons because of the way it already was. It was already a limited government place, more so than most states.
You could argue it is the smallest of governments of all the states, the least intrusive, etc.
Yeah, and so there's lots of good reasons why the Free State Project should be in New Hampshire, and I'm hoping that it's going to change in a more liberty-based direction.
It has to.
It seems like it would.
Because a small group of dedicated people can make a huge difference in the world, and they can certainly make a huge difference in a little place like New Hampshire.
Well, we don't really know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to be the result of all these libertarians coming to New Hampshire, but I feel like just being around a bunch of people people who think the same way is going to make life a little bit easier in that regard, because
it's already better for me. I mean, just being around people who care enough about freedom to actually speak out about it and to actually do something about it is a huge step in the right direction already. I mean, if the Free State Project was done today and there were only 1,500 people who came here, we'd already have the most, we already do have the most successful liberty movement in the world, and it's only going to get even better when 10 times as many people come here.
Right.
So again, go to freestateproject.org. We're actually going to go to the phones here, and I want to apologize to Tom in Detroit. We're going to go back to his call. We're having to do it the old-fashioned style, where I call for the caller manually. Normally, we've got this fancy little interactive thing where I move a mouse in. Oh, now the mouse is working again.
So, yay!
Here we go. Tom is in Detroit. You're back on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I have patiently waited, and happily so. Anyway.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep. As you touched on some bases tonight, and as I had said earlier, I'm unemployed right now. It just took place on Monday. Totally unexpected. And, you know, you were talking about the Korean folks and why they are so happy to do what they're doing. And it just, and I have relatives that were, I am from Germany. I have relatives that lived on the East German side. I was actually in East Germany when it was still East Germany, went across in the trains and the dogs and the guards and the machine guns and all that. So it's very vivid in my memory. And you wonder to yourself why these people are so in support of their government and why they're so eager to do it. And it really comes down to the indoctrination, and not even that they even see it as indoctrination. I have a mother and her boyfriend who have been in this country for many, many years who are still total socialists. I have an uncle that was in East Germany until the wall came down, that has now become wealthy, that is still a total socialist, that still believes that's the way it should have been.
Have you talked to them and asked them the reasons for believing that way?
I actually cut, 2 years ago, I cut off relationships with my mother. I had to. I couldn't take it anymore. It's just, when you're around people like that, it's believe me, it's difficult. I'm here by myself.
It's true. It's draining, intellectually draining, because you want to ask them questions and maybe try to persuade them in a different direction. But sometimes at some point you just have to realize that it's not so much about the truth to them. It's about what's comfortable for them to believe.
And
they're not comfortable thinking about the contradictions in their system of thought.
And both of them have worked for the UAW unions. The unions, and I've had these discussions with people since the 80s when I'm 53. And I remember sitting in the unemployment office in lines and lines of people waiting hours to get to the desk and having these conversations and actually having people look at me and go, never thought of it that way. The union, any union jobs like that is just like a socialist system, because you're just guaranteed a paycheck whether you sleep in the corner or work your butt off.
I share your thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you. What I'd recommend, you just said you just lost your job. Seems like it might be a good time to leave Detroit and get to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight in here.
And Allie.
That toll-free number, 855-450-3733. I don't think I've mentioned this enough tonight. We have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to get in touch with us that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer if you get in touch with us via Skype. If you've got a decent microphone, even a semi-decent microphone, you'll sound better on Skype than you will on the phone. So feel free to give that a shot. You do have to send us a contact request, but all of the contact requests we get are approved, so it's no problem. Give a shot over at username lrn.fm on Skype. Now, websites. These things can seem very daunting. If you've never designed a website, if you haven't been trained on how to create a website, you really, it's a tough world.
Well, that's some people's careers is designing and developing websites.
Right, so it's a foreboding thing. I mean, there seems like there's a huge learning curve, and there really is.
And how do you compete with money, people who have all this money to build a website? You're just going to look like crap, right?
Well, yeah, because, I'm not a graphics designer. I can do some web work, but I'm not a graphics designer. And I'm grateful that there's Squarespace.com, because even if you don't know anything about how to create a website, you can go to Squarespace.com, and within minutes, you can have your own website. It's that simple.
Bam.
You get signed up. You don't even need a credit card to sign up for this. You just use your email address. You get signed up for their trial account. And with that trial account, you get the website. You get your portfolio. Maybe you're an artist, or perhaps you've got a blog that you want to put out there. Maybe you're doing a podcast like Ali is doing with the ALP. You can do all of this with Squarespace, and they make it incredibly easy. It's designed focused. Their designs are extremely clean, and they allow your content to be the focus on the website. Not only that, but you can get connected on your site with your Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google+. They make it easy for you to link into all of these social networks with your website. There's responsive design. Tech support's available 24/7, and the designing itself, first of all, you pick the theme right out the gate. What theme do you want? Well, there's dozens of them. Pick your favorite theme. Don't like it? Change it up. No problem. Change it up a third time. Change it as many times as you want until you find one that you think is really cool. I think a lot of them are really sharp-looking themes.
I've definitely looked at those, and they are very nice.
Professionally designed, yep. Graphic, very pleasing. They look very current. You're not going to look like you're designing in 1998 or anything like that. It's impressive. Go to squarespace.com. Like I said, you can start out with their trial account until you're ready to buy, and then it's $8 a month.
That's no risk.
I mean, it's nothing. And $8 a month, by the way, includes a free domain name if you go with a yearly package. So obviously you can do the monthly package, but if you go with a yearly package, then you get your own domain name to make it look even more professional. It's so easy to design. Drag and drop interface. Go and check it out. Squarespace.com. And don't forget to use code FTL11. That's FTL and the number 11, like November. FTL11. That'll get you 10% off when you're ready to buy. So if it wasn't cheap enough already at $8 a month, 10% off more if you use code FTL11. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Ali, you were going to – we'll get to Rob Ford some other night. Let's go into the 10 things that one mom learned by not yelling at her kids for a year.
Yeah.
Where is this coming from, by the way?
This is the Orange Rhino Challenge, and this is a website, I guess, where this mom
That's the name of the site?
I should check, because I'm looking at this through an app. But, yeah, it's basically, let me see.
I was just curious.
TheOrangeRhino.com.
Huh, okay.
So I guess, I think this is this mom's site. The author is writing this, and she created this challenge when she said that she wants to yell less and love more.
And who doesn't want to do that?
She decided that yelling was a big part of the problems she was experiencing with parenting and everything. And I don't have kids. You don't have kids, Ian. So I don't know what it's like to raise kids. But
I know what it's like to be yelled at.
Me too. I was yelled at when I was a kid every once in a while. Not really by my mom, which is probably why we're still close. But, yeah, I remember, like, teachers and stuff yelling at me, and it's not
fun. Even lovers. I mean, somebody that you care about, whether it's your parents or a lover or something like that, somebody you care about, somebody that you love, when somebody you love is yelling at you, it's like a disconnect.
Yep.
You don't want that to happen. It makes you not endeared towards that person.
And there's a trust barrier that gets broken down when you start expressing hate towards someone. And, you know, things can be emotional with lovers and with, your kids, your offspring, because, you know, you really love this person. And when they disappoint you or doing something that frustrates you, if you're comfortable around them, you might feel overly comfortable expressing anger towards them, and you may not realize what consequences that anger just that's in the moment can have long term on your relationships. So I thought this is a really cool post, because this is something that I worry about with having kids is, you know, what if my temper flares up a lot and, you know, I mess up the relationship, because I have a temper. I think a lot of people have to deal with that. And, you know, maybe this advice on just trying to maintain it, just trying not to yell. You know, I think it's okay to be angry, but not let it get to the point of yelling might be helpful. So these are the 10 things that she learned when she stopped yelling at her kids.
Are we going from 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
It goes from 1 to 10. Okay. You want to do her? Okay. So number 1, yelling isn't the only thing I haven't done in a year. She says, I also haven't gone to bed with a gut-wrenching pit in my stomach because I felt like the worst mom ever. I haven't bawled to my husband that I yelled again and again. And I haven't heard my son scream, quote, you're the meanest, worstest mommy in the world. I don't love you anymore. Can you imagine
That's
hearing
tough.
That from your kids?
Yeah.
She says, yep, I learned quickly that there are upsides to not yelling. Number two, my kids are the most important audience. I think this is an important one. When I had my no more yelling epiphany, I realized that I don't yell in the presence of others because I want them to believe I'm a loving and patient mom. This is true for me.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I'm not yelling. I get really close to someone. It may be easier for me to express anger towards them. She says, the truth is, I already was that way, but rarely when I was alone, just always when I was in public with an audience to judge me.
Hmm.
This is so backwards. I always have an audience. My four boys are always watching me, and they are the audience that matters the most. They are the ones I want to show just how loving, patient, and yell-free I can be. I want my boys to judge me and proclaim, my mommy is the bestest mommy ever. I remember this whenever I am home and thinking I can't keep it together. Obviously I can. I can do it, and about all the time. I think this is helpful if there are any parents listening, that if they do have times when they yell at their kids and their temper gets to them, or their kids are just being kids, that, you know, maybe they could try this Orange Rhino Challenge and see if it helps them.
I agree. Let's continue the list in a moment. Drew's on the line listening to WKVL. Drew, where are you at in Tennessee tonight?
I'm in Knoxville.
Knoxville. All right, very good. And you're listening to a WKVL Knox Talk Radio. I didn't know that we were on that late there. Are you listening on AM or FM tonight?
AM.
All right, very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to thank your listeners. Ethan's video, which is Tennessee Student Speaks Out on Common Core, is now at 657,872 hits.
What video is this?
7 days.
Drew called last night to tell us about the student who spoke out against this Common Core. It's some federal government mandate that they're shoving down teachers' throats all around the country, and I guess a student has spoken out and has become this, you know, celebrity around speaking out against this thing. I highly doubt that we were much more of a our listeners were much more of a fraction as far as the views on that video, Drew. But I appreciate the acknowledgement. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Well, I can give some wisdom of motherhood.
Sure.
Either you have them when they're incredibly challenged in the beginning of life, and then you get them at the teenage years where they're more passive, or vice versa. My God, I did not think I was going to survive toddlerhood. Mine were 21 months apart. I lost mine once when they were one in three. They had climbed into the dryer and shut the door.
Oh my God.
I want to find out how you dealt with that. Hang on, because we're talking about not yelling at your kids here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. We've just got enough time maybe for your thoughts if you call in right now. In the studio, it's Ian here.
And Allie.
We have a website. You can go there and enjoy all the features for free. If you like the fact that the Free Talk Live website is free, do me a favor. Please get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go there, there's links to Amazon and Newegg. You can just go and buy whatever it is you were going to buy anyway. You're going to buy things online, and you're probably going to buy them from Amazon. So just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, if you want, you can save a step. You just have to do this once. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Select the Amazon of your choice. So there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click on the right Amazon for you. First thing you do, as soon as you land on the Amazon site, is bookmark that landing page. Because when you bookmark it, it'll have our code, little FTL code is up in there. So it'll bookmark that with the code in it. That way, all you have to do from that point on is just go to the bookmark.
Perfect. It takes no thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, you do your shopping as you normally would. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So please go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoins on this show. We also tell you about how earlier we told you how to get your first free wallet from blockchain.info. Once you have that wallet, you've got to get some Bitcoins at some point, and I'd recommend getting them sooner rather than later. Now, it's certainly true that Bitcoins could all of a sudden drop to zero tomorrow, but it seems more likely that they're going to keep going up over time. That's my opinion, at least. It certainly seems like that's what's happening. And, you know, they're at $400-something dollars right now.
I'm pretty impressed by that number.
Per Bitcoin. They could be $1,000 in 2 weeks, or they could be $100. I don't know what's going to happen. But over time, the price of Bitcoin keeps hitting new record highs.
So you decide for yourself, and when you're ready to get some Bitcoins, I recommend cashintocoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. All you do is you go to cashintocoins.com, select the bank where you want to go deposit cash, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or a credit union that has shared branching. So you check one of those options. They will tell you the deposit account number in which you go, and you put the cash, and then you take a picture of your deposit receipt, you email that picture to Cash Into Coins, and within minutes, sometimes it takes a little longer, maybe up to a couple hours, depending on how busy they are, but within a few hours, you're definitely going to have Bitcoins appear in your wallet. It's that easy. And the fees are pretty reasonable as well. They're very competitive. You can actually, in fact, if you want to try it out for zero fee, you can go and order less than $40 worth of Bitcoin. They won't charge you a fee on that.
Wow.
So go try it for yourself at cashintocoins.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Drew is with us listening to WKVL. Now, Drew, you were telling us, we're talking about parenting and, you know, not yelling at your kids. We're reading off some things that a mom learned when she didn't yell at her kids for a year. I'm hoping she continued to not yell at her kids after that. But you were giving us an example, Drew, of one time when you were frustrated with some of your kids. They had shut themselves in the dryer.
Yes, we lived in a two-bedroom house at that time. I already had the side locks up with the chains, so I knew that they were in the house somewhere, and I couldn't find them.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow, that's scary.
That panicking moment after, you know, 2 minutes, you don't hear them, you know there's something wrong. They're into something. Mm-hmm. Could not find them anywhere, and I heard a giggle, and I opened up the dryer, and there they go, sitting in the dryer.
Did your kids hide from you a lot?
No, they didn't. But I did learn that there is an International Poison Control Center, which is based in London, England, because my son did manage to spray my daughter in the face with a substance that, fortunately, by the grace of God, was non-toxic.
This was while they were in the dryer?
No. This is a different time.
But so tell me, how did you handle this? I mean, as... You know, as mom finding the kids in the dryer, they were having a blast. Obviously, they're giggling and they think it's funny. You were scared. How did you handle it when you found them?
It was everything within my power not to start laughing. Because if you don't come at it with a sense of humor, you're going to lose it.
That's good. I thought the story was going to go a different direction.
I'm glad to hear that, Drew. Thank you for sharing your call and thoughts tonight on Free Talk Live at 855-453. We'll continue the list, but Justin is on the line in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live, Justin.
Hey, and how's it going?
We're on the radio. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll keep it brief. I know you guys are almost out of time. I just wanted to let you know that we went on and signed the statement of intent today. And
Wow. Who's we?
My wife and I.
Exciting.
Well,
that's great.
I went on and filled everything out, and she's going to go on and do it at some point as well, but... Yeah, we're probably.
And you're talking about the statement of intent for the Free State Project, which is the movement that we've been discussing for years on this show of getting 20,000 liberty-loving people to come to New Hampshire. What's your plan as far as getting here? Are you going to wait for 20,000, or are you going to come sooner?
No, we're coming sooner. We're looking at probably last week of February, first week of March or so.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. Fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations. What was it that that kind of pushed you over the edge?
The police state breaking down my front door.
That'll do it.
My house was raided last year for allegedly selling flowers to my friends. And
oh my goodness!
Yeah, now I'm facing felony charges and misdemeanor charges, and there's all kind of stuff still up in the air. The trial is in December, so we just have to wait for everything to finish there. Initially, we were going to move to Washington State because of the legalization that happened there. But then I found out about the Free State Project and introduced my wife to it, and I just showed her Derek J's victimless crime story today, actually. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, and looking forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Definitely want to keep in touch with the activists up here. You can do that on the Free State Project forum. There's also a Shire Society forum, lots of different ways to let people know that you're going to be arriving. And, Justin, thanks for the call, and congratulations on that decision. It's a big deal. So, again, 855-453. So exciting, Allie. New people signing up all the time, planning to move to New Hampshire and get active for more freedom.
I feel like every day I'm hearing about someone else who's planning to make the move and in the stages of doing
moved.
It. Right?
I mean, the folks in Manchester are having move-in parties every week now.
I know.
So, I mean, out here in Keene, it's a little slower. But let's continue with our list of 10 things that mom learned.
I'm going to prioritize because I know we don't have a ton of time.
Okay.
So
take
I'm going to skip to 5. Yelling doesn't work. She says, there are numerous times when I wanted to quit my Orange Rhino challenge. That's a challenge of to not yell at your kids for a year or less if you want to take the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought yelling would just be easier than finding deep breaths and creative alternatives to yelling. But I knew better. Early on, I learned that yelling simply doesn't work, that it just makes things spiral out of control, and it makes it hard for my boys to hear what I want them to hear, or want them to learn, rather. How can they clearly hear me say, hurry up, get your backpacks, your shoes, your jackets, don't touch each other, go faster, and do it yourself when it's all a garbled, loud mix of intimidating orders that are making them cry?
Mm.
And that's a good point. When things divulge to crying, no one's hearing anyone. Everyone's about me. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And then I really like this one, number 6. Incredible moments happen when you don't yell. She says, one night I heard footsteps coming downstairs well after bedtime. Although infuriated that my me time was interrupted, I remained calm and returned said child to bed. As I tucked him in, he said, Mommy, will you love me if I go to heaven first? Because if you go first, I will still love you. In fact, I will always love you. Tears still come to my eyes writing that. I can guarantee that if I yelled, get back in bed,
yeah,
we never would have had that sweet, very important conversation.
That's cool.
Number 7, not yelling is challenging, but it can be done. I'm not going to say that yelling is easy peasy, but getting creative with alternatives certainly made it easier and more doable. After yelling into a toilet, these are some weird methods. I don't know. It makes me not want to be a parent when reading this. After yelling into a toilet, beating my chest like a gorilla, singing la la la, it's Elmo's world, and using orange napkins at mealtime as a reminder of my promise, it certainly got a heck of a lot easier. Sure, I still feel silly at times doing these things, but they keep me from losing it. So do my new favorite words, at least. These two small words give me a great perspective and remind me to chill out. I use them readily in any annoying but not yell-worthy kid situation. He just dropped an entire jug of milk on the floor. At least it wasn't a glass, and at least he was trying to help.
That's good.
I think that's a good way to think of it, is to look at the positives, how it could be worse.
So true. It's always important to show appreciation for something or someone. If somebody is doing something you don't like, try not to focus on the negatives about that person. Try to find something about that person. Even the most undesirable person, you can probably find something that you like about that person and focus on that. If you focus on what you like, you will probably see more of it.
Yes, I think that that's true.
I do like what she said about, you know, that this takes effort. And nothing worth doing is easy. Generally in life, and that's just a general rule, nothing worth doing is easy. It takes effort to do things that are going to help you grow.
It feels so easy at the time of the commitment. I'm not going to yell anymore.
Yeah.
But that commitment will be out the window the next time you get upset.
Good list. There's more to it. I posted it on our Facebook, Google
Plus,
and Twitter. You can dig into all the remaining reasons we didn't get to cover tonight. Check out Ali's show at alpshow.com. And we'll be back with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. In the meantime. So, yeah.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.